and it's certainly a traumatic experience for anyone to go through. So yeah, the robberies you're referencing would have taken place last Thursday, and there was a couple pharmacies, one in Georgetown and one in Milton, that were robbed by three suspects, one of whom was armed with a knife. And fortunately, there were no physical injuries to the employees. And so, you know, should anyone ever find themselves in this situation, whether it's as an employee or you could be in the pharmacy or a bank yourself, and when something like this goes on, and it's easy to say and it's hard to do, but if you can, remain calm. The other thing we would say would be to obey the robber's commands and try not to antagonize them. Certainly don't be trying to argue or fight or resist with them, and just do what they ask you to do. We would also advise against trying to make any sudden movements. If a weapon is indicated by them, assume it's there. Sometimes suspects will reference a weapon but not show it to you. But we would say always assume that they're not lying about that. If you are an employee and you can activate a silent alarm, do so if you can do that without the robber seeing. And then lastly, the kind of tip I'd say is, and this is it's an extremely stressful situation. So, people react to these difficult situations in different ways. But if possible, try to pay close attention to some of the details of the suspects, so you can describe them later to police. If you can think of it in the time, and we certainly wouldn't fault anyone if they're unable to, but if you can note their clothing, weight, height, the way they speak, differences in the physical appearance, any marks, scars, tattoos, anything that could help identify them. Obviously, if you're able to see a car or a license plate, anything like that, while I certainly wouldn't encourage you to follow the robber, I should make that clear, to get any of that information. Is that something you're able to note? That can certainly be beneficial to police afterwards. And then the next thing I would kind of say is, the next question would kind of be, what do you do after a robbery? And that's call police. And if you're an employee, you can ask any witnesses to stick around until police arrive. But if they're unwilling to do that, and again, I understand this is stressful and these are a lot of instructions, but asking other people to stick around. Certainly, you can't demand it, but if other witnesses are willing to help and stick around, because we're going to want to talk to everybody there and gather as much information as we can.